Chapter 3, From Boom to Bust. Life in the West was more dangerous than settlers had imagined. Bandits robbed people on lonely roads between far-apart towns. At home, claim jumpers tried to force a successful miner off his land and steal his right to any gold found there. Native Americans, angry at being pushed off their land, sometimes attacked the settlers. Today, communities have police departments to keep citizens safe. But boom towns grew quickly and were far apart from each other. There weren't enough officials to enforce laws. Some places had no laws at all. If a town had enough money, the people could hire a sheriff. One sheriff could be responsible for hundreds or even thousands of people. Caption: Law keepers in the Old West wore star-shaped badges and worked hard to maintain order. Caption: Boomtown citizens had to work fast to keep fires from spreading through the town. Fire was another problem in boom towns. The wooden houses were built close together. If one house caught fire, houses nearby were in danger. Towns did not have fire hydrants or hoses as we have today. Often a few barrels of rainwater or a nearby stream were all people had to fight a fire. When a fire started, people formed bucket brigades to transport much-needed water. It was a slow and difficult way to battle a blaze. Some fires could not be stopped. In 1851, a town fire destroyed more than 2,000 buildings.